Hello and welcome to CMO Combos, CMO Alliance's podcast, the show that's all about starting, you guessed it, conversations with CMOs and top-level marketers on their insights and experiences. Today I'm speaking to Dave DeCorsell, startup CMO, founder of The Growth Fountain, and passionate product marketer about what skills CMOs can take from product marketing and whether product marketers are the future of modern CMOs. Hi Dave, welcome to CMO Combos. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
So I think to start with, Dave, we'll discuss your maybe your most recent CMO role and how you've approached that and maybe like your philosophy behind how you go into being a CMO.
Yeah, sure. So I was most recently the CMO of Labor, which is a tech startup in the $1.4 trillion construction industry. And we were focused on specifically connecting construction employers to construction field workers. And really empowering field workers, right? From laborers all the way up to more established tradesmen to really create like a digital hub, a digital profile to find full-time or side job work. Right? And the market was huge, but so was the industry challenges that our business needed to solve. There was a lot of fragmentation, and there is a lot of fragmentation in the construction industry around terminology and hiring processes for different size construction companies and for different skill levels of workers. But to take a step back, you know, it's an interesting story of how I entered the role because you know, if you think about today's SaaS technology, many people don't necessarily think about construction. It's a very underserved market. And so my background is I have a lot of different experience across different facets of business and marketing, including digital marketing, account management, or client success, sales, and product marketing. And I've helped launch a few tech products. And over the last few years, I've really dove into exploring my passion for startups, learning more about startups, getting connected within the industry, and then helping also coach new tech companies flesh out their product and go-to-market strategy. And so in this role, I was approached by the CEO of the company. I learned more about it and did some deep diving on my end to see if this is something that could fly. And I knew going into it that we were going to have some serious challenges, and they did not have a base aligned marketing presence established, right? They had a splash page that was developed and a base MVP app, right? So my goal here was to establish everything from the ground up, set it up for success, and ideally also bring in users on both sides, both for job seekers and for construction employers. And so how I approached it, right? So I leaned a lot on my experience as a product marketer to just build the foundation. So evaluating the market, going through all the different competitors out there, all the different hiring platforms, both traditional and more SaaS or tech-based platforms, new platforms, app-based platforms, right? Just to get a foundation of where this product needed to go, right? And how we were going to position it and message it. And then also, you know, I was diving into our target audience, right? So all of the, you know, from laborers to tradesmen, talking to employers and finding out what the real pain points were, and really using that knowledge and intel to establish our fundamental positioning and also messaging. Once you know, we had those bases covered, now it's just a matter of you know, starting to build our user acquisition efforts and also refining our product. And so I was wearing a lot of different hats. And when it comes to my philosophy, I really believe in delivering value to customers and making sure we understand our customers and the fact that it's always about them at the end of the day. They're the ones buying the product. It's never about our business and our product and all the cool features that, you know, we think we have. It's always how they envision our offerings, our product, our features, right? And you know, making sure I truly understand those needs, those pain points, and delivering value to them is really what I stand by.
So it was the product marketing was kind of like the core of like how you approach the CMO role?
Yeah, you know, I've coached a lot of startups in product marketing. And that's also how I sort of uncovered this opportunity. I was involved in the Product Marketing Alliance and setting up networking meetings and so on and so forth. And I was approached by
by the CEO, who really, you know, was looking for that specific fit for, you know, that startup CMO. And, that is really what bridged the gap from product marketer to CMO, was, that startup opportunity, that perfect fit.
Maybe for people who aren't familiar with like the key principles of product marketing and what really goes into being a product marketer, maybe you could take us through that. I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be familiar with it, but just for the people who aren't super duper familiar with it, because it's fairly recent as a discipline. It's not part of like a traditional marketing stack, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny enough. I mean, 5 years ago, you mentioned the term product marketing, and people are like, "What is that? Like, what do you guys do? Oh, you market products. Great.
We all do that.
Everybody's a product marketer, right? And they were like, not quite. I guess now at this point in time, you'll see a product marketer in probably every single tech organization, even sometimes service organizations and whatnot. It's just such a core foundation to a lot of different marketing teams.
Yeah, so a product marketer is essentially the bridge gap between your product or product org, and your sales and marketing arm, and or your customer. So they are responsible, a product marketer is responsible for bringing a product to market, which includes deciding or building out the product's positioning and messaging, as well as all the elements of and areas and functions of launching the product. And then sales enablement, ensuring the salespeople or the customers really understand the product, both all of its benefits and features. Lastly, a product marketer needs to be able to drive usage, adoption, and demand of that specific product. So as you can say, I just basically named everything that has to go into, you know, building a successful product. But again, that is what product marketing is at its core. It's really a cross-functional type of position. And, you have to have a great understanding of the core areas of business to be able to successfully navigate this for any particular product, whether it's B2B or B2C.
I suppose one of the reasons it's probably taken off so well in the tech world is that in the current model for tech, like your marketing will be so tied to the development of the product. Like a tech product isn't necessarily finished, so you'll be working marketing along with the development team, and you'll be charting development along with the marketing.
Yeah, it's such an interesting shift, right? Like as a marketer, historically, I have been in roles where you're exposed to a lot of creative minded people. I mean, and sure, you have your analyst type minds. You're a very analytical folks as well. However, you know, once I started to get exposed to the product org, it was such a different ballgame. Just the process, it's how things work, the organizational structure, learning about sprint cycles, what was included in them, how much planning was included in sprint cycles, development cycles, right, for coding. Agile methodology, all of this was so new to me, but is now sort of the foundation of how so many products, so many successful platforms, SaaS, products, platforms, services today are being built. And so, yeah, it's been a really great experience for me to have that under my belt, have that experience and knowledge under my belt, so that I can continue to take that into whatever roles I'm in, or whatever situations I'm in. I can really work cross-functionally across the teams to get the job done, right? Move things from point A to point B. And to your question about, being able to jump in and with the team and move the needle, it's really helped me be able to do that. I think both from a strategic perspective and also from an execution perspective, like knowing the ins and outs of sales enablement, knowing the ins and outs, understanding the needs of your sales team, understanding what the feedback you're getting from your customers and how that is going, feeding right into your product team. And then also how that translates into your materials as well. So it's this sort of like revolving 360 circle of information that a product marketer is just exposed to at any given point in time.
So you must pick up quite a lot of diverse skills as a product marketer then? Because it sounds like you need to be sort of like fingers in many pies at once in order to understand what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The amount of skills that a product marketer needs is fairly diverse. You obviously need to know about product, as I mentioned before, and everything that goes into product, right? Why they're building certain features, what are the benefits of those features, and be able to communicate that effectively to the target audience. Then you need to work with the sellers, right? Understand their processes, their flows, what touch points that they have and how you can improve that. So you're creating decks and plans, materials, one sheets, creating webinar generating webinars or generating content. You need to understand content strategy to build out content that you know is going to be appealing to the target audience. You're going to be connecting with users themselves and hosting interviews, maybe acting as a customer service person. Maybe you're going to even be running demos or guiding users through the product or any sort of new sales offering, just so you can get an understanding of how to convey that to the sellers. So there's quite a lot of different capabilities and skills that a product marketer would need to bring to the role. And that also, related really well, again, to a startup CMO role, where, as a CMO, I needed to really tap into all of that experience to help bring this product to market.
You're making it sound like product marketers a bit of like swashbucklers, like swinging on the rope, saving the day.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the product marketer, but especially for early stage companies, yeah. Like for startups, that product marketer is your extreme generalist. It's like your Bear Grylls of marketing. You're just in it, and you're powering through. You know,
are you planning a title for a memoir there? Dave, is that going to be Bear Grylls in marketing?
Bear Grylls in marketing, yeah. I think it's fitting.
what are some big companies and brands that have really good product marketing strategies? Like if people were to go off and do some research after they've listened to this, like who should they look at as great examples?
Yeah, sure. There's a few that really stand out to me, and I follow all of them. And I subscribe to all their e-newsletters, even though we get so many e-newsletters or just content these days, right? But these are the ones that I really like. So I really like MailChimp as a company. They have great marketing, great branding. And what I like about them is that they truly understand their marketing segments, their audiences, right? Whether that be small business, whether that be medium or larger size businesses, they know how to cater their content that to be appealing to that person, right? What's gonna be influential, what's gonna be valuable for them. And that in turn has kind of created this, whenever someone thinks of e-newsletters, I mean, maybe there's a few players, but MailChimp is usually always one of them, right? So they've really established themselves, apart from their product being very easy to use, they've established themselves as sort of a real foundation within email marketing. Airbnb is another one. I think we all use Airbnb or have tried Airbnb in some way, shape, or form. And they've been good in terms of community creation, right? So they've realized that, okay, now you have your hosts as a one sort of community area. And then you have another area, which is your people who want to travel, right? And they've created all these little sub areas of interest around that and have really grown that community. So now, again, Airbnb is now a staple within the marketplace, right? It's hotels or Airbnbs. Oh, which one do we want to use? We're traveling to blah, blah, blah. Let's check out Airbnb too. Let's see what deals they have, right? Or see what houses we can stay in. And so it's become that secondary or even first area for hospitality. And then Huckberry, which is a little known, but it's a outdoors wear company. They just have the most amazing e-newsletters, right? It's focused on, again, outdoor clothing, outdoor apparel and gear. And boy, their writers are just absolutely phenomenal. And they've been around for a while, but they've experienced some serious growth just in terms of how they sell their products. True storytelling, they really tell stories within their content or with any certain touch point that they have with their customers. So they're definitely something I keep an eye out. And of course, Intercom is a great one. And funny enough, I know the old product marketer from Intercom. She was sharp as a tack, and you know, they just had some really great product marketing. And Intercom, of course, and you can kind of see with these companies with great product marketing, you can see they are pretty well known companies, right? It's been a foundational point for them. So yeah, hopefully that you know gives some perspective. Yeah, definitely check these guys out if you haven't heard of them.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan of a lot of those products, and it's probably because of how effective the product marketing has been around them. Like they build really good products, they market them well, and the products suit the user. Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, and I think it really all boils down to they really do understand their audience personas, right? They understand where they fit in the marketplace. You know, what's their positioning, and at the same time, they're able to really use strategies to build the communities, right? And create great stories to tell them around their brand. So, you know, those are you know really great product marketing strategies that works in today's day and age, especially with you know millennials and Gen Z. They want the story, they want the and they want authenticity as well, and that community. That's just so impactful, so big now.
But it's something they've grown up with products now, so it's just to be expected.
It's standard. Yeah. It's like you can't be spoken to, right? Yeah. You need to be spoken with. It's a conversation. So anyway.
Yeah. So with these great examples, it sounds like something that should be like a modern CMO should be thinking about a lot in terms of like when they're talking about marketing strategy. Like what are the, how do these principles of product marketing, how do they align with what a modern CMO should be thinking about when they're approaching any kind of like, whether it's a startup or if it's like an established corporation or something like that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I could really only speak for, you know, the startup environment, which is, you know, my specialty and what I've had a direct experience in with my CMO role. But, you know, I can say that the modern CMO needs to think about so much more than just their marketing channels. You need to truly understand the product. You need to truly understand your audience. You need to truly understand your where you sit in the marketplace and your positioning. You need to also understand what your story is, right? What is that story that you're conveying to the audience, and the value of your or product or service? Right? How do these features translate into benefits for them? What are the angles of attack for that, right? And then that in turn, as a foundation, bubbles up into, you know, creating very distinct marketing strategies and you know growth strategies to obviously hit goals and KPIs. And you know, apart from that, you know, modern CMO also needs to be a cross-functional person. Just coming from any traditional environment, I think with technology changes so fast and evolves so quickly that, you know, a product or service, you know, a month, 2 months ago could be drastically different with a new feature, right? And that could change your approach. That could change your strategy. As things go.
But I suppose as well, you've got to learn to navigate you're still part of two teams, aren't you, as a CMO? You're part of the marketing team and you're building that, but you've also got to be able to communicate stuff to the rest of the C-suite, which are your direct peers. And how does the product marketing help with that?
Yeah, good question. So I, as a product marketer, in my experience, I found that I was working cross-functionally with a lot of different teams, you know, marketing team, sales team, and the product team, and also communicating with the, you know, head of marketing, head of sales, and head of product, and being the voice of the customer in that process, and giving actionable insights and next steps based on seeing the whole picture, right? And that experience translated really, really well into when I stepped up into the CMO role. Specifically, again, talking to C-level executives who need the TLDR, too long didn't read perspective, and blunt honesty too, which is a lot of people I think are a little shy at sharing the blunt honest answer to certain questions, right? But I learned that sometimes you just have to be the bearer of good news and bad news. And and also interestingly, with the CMO role, you are interacting with investors as well. So there's investor meetings that you're going to participate in, that I was participating in, and that is, it adds certainly a new flair to executive level meetings. And again, as a product marketer, you bring a lot of value to that because you really do understand the product and the trajectory as well as the marketing.
Another thing, I think that's one of the big differences with product marketing and traditional marketing. Like traditional marketing is looking at like tried and true strategies that have worked, whereas product marketing, you're building it based on the product.
Yeah.
What are the strengths of the product? And then you're selling that rather than some other like idea or concept. It's about the product itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. The just having a really super strong understanding of the product, like the back of your hand. I always find, I think, especially for product marketers know this, but for CMOs, I found that the principle of, it's almost like a Zen principle of like just getting so into the weeds of your product that you know it, like it's the back of your hand. Like you can go, you can give a demo if you wanted to, right? And be an expert at providing a demo if it's a SaaS platform, right? Or be an expert, you can literally go off the top of your head and go into all the details of the product, or actually even act as a salesperson on a call, right? That product marketer generally can do that at a higher level. And I think, for a CMO, those capabilities truly add to that, because there's cases where, here I am again, scrappy situations where I need to hop in. I need to go and be a sales leader in these particular situations to these potential customers and clients, or provide the right messaging, or provide a demo, or understand customer service and how that integrates and ways we need to integrate that, right? Solving those problems to make the product easier to use, easier to navigate, and more understandable, right? So these are all things that were I think crucial and very helpful for a CMO.
Well, it allows a CMO to be like an evangelist for the brand. Like it allows a CMO to actually stand up and be there, not just in the background being the strategist. They can be a face of the company at like a conference or a product launch or like an event or something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Being a technology evangelist, it's sort of like the non-spoken title, with any particular, technology company.
Definitely. But so you have this foundation of product marketing skills, but what about people who aren't coming to a CMO role with a background in product marketing? Like what do you advise and how they can pick up these skills to give them like the edge that they need in terms of product marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I think there's maybe a few paths, right? You can go the trial by fire path. You can get involved in or try to go down the direction of launching a product, right? Or join a company that needs to launch a product and get in there, right? That will give you some serious firsthand experience for product marketing, because you're going to need to handle everything about the product marketing, whether you like it or not. It's going to be part of your role, or you then need to hire somebody to be able to do that. The second way to do it is obviously through learning, or through talking to product marketers, or setting up conversations, networking meetings. And one of the best resources that I found was the Product Marketing Alliance, so which established, I believe it's about 2 years ago at this point, two, three years ago. It's incredible. It grew, I think now over the course of that amount of time, it's now like 15,000 product marketers that are actually engaged in the community. They have a Slack channel as well. It's just been such an incredible resource. You can post questions and people are going to answer you with really great intel. And these are product marketers who are literally across the gamut of every single company you could possibly imagine. Big names, small names, whatever. And they're certainly willing to help. And so, you know, to this day, I still ask questions, right? There's something I might not know or understand in the product marketing realm, or something I need to learn, and I'll pose a question. I'll ask somebody, and maybe they'll direct me to a certain person. They'll have a more lengthy conversation on LinkedIn. And that's a great way to go as well. And then also Product Marketing Alliance does have certification programs, like education programs that you can check out. So it's a great way to just get your feet wet. But a lot of times too, you learn by doing. So it's a great foundation, but then you can go out in the world and try things yourself. I think launching a product, everyone should have that experience as a CMO under your belt. It's, man, does it, 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 you get so much experience so quickly it's absolutely incredible. So yeah, but I think those would be my top recommendations. And then of course you can go on YouTube and check out other content or go online and whatnot, but those would probably be the two most direct, most impactful ways of going about it.
Awesome. Before we do move on, Dave, I feel like we should make it clear to the listeners in case they think we're being underhand or anything. The CMO Alliance is a sister organization of the Product Marketing Alliance. So they're definitely worth checking out if you are a CMO listening to this, but just want to make it clear, like we're not trying to plug anything or anything like that.
We didn't ask
Dave to bring it up.
That's actually how we were connected. Yeah. Is through this. Yeah. Right. It's good for networking. Yeah. Funny again, through that and through networking in product marketing, that's actually how I got into the CMO role. So funny enough, it's all connected. But yeah, I wouldn't recommend it if I didn't think it was actually valuable.
Yeah. Awesome. So are we going to see more product marketers becoming CMOs? Is that where CMOs are going to come from now? Are they all going to be product marketers?
Yeah, that's a good question. So in terms of organizations or org structures, right, within companies, I've seen product marketers run the show. I've seen product marketers rise up to the point where they hire sub product marketers within certain different divisions of their companies. But usually for product marketing, you get to a certain point within larger companies where you kind of hit this ceiling. Right? VP product marketing, SVP product marketing, usually you get to a certain ceiling, right? And I think at this point in time, I think companies aren't thinking of a product marketer as sort of the C-suite, right? I don't think it's widely accepted. But I do think that it will become more and more common. And I do think that jump from a product marketer to CMO, it requires ambition. It requires, because again, you're going to get to a certain point where you're running the show for product marketing. But what's the level above that? Right? That is the CMO. And so it's definitely going to require ambition. It's definitely going to require learning. You're going to need to undertake, a significant amount of maybe additional education, or maybe you've acquired that additional channel knowledge and leadership knowledge in some way, shape or form. But I think it's very, very possible. And also I do think the barriers to getting into a CMO are going to be a lot tougher in a larger company. So a larger company is going to probably look for CMOs who've been CMOs. or you know, they just have all the experience under their belt, and it makes a lot of sense, right? So it's going to be hard for them to say, I believe in this person who's a product marketer to be a CMO. It's going to be a really tough jump. But so for me, that jump was very easy when it came to getting into an earlier stage company, more of a startup environment. That was a perfect jump. And then once you've crossed that sort of imaginary line, that imaginary threshold into the CMO world, and you've been able to show some success and really grow your company, grow your market. Then now you have that window to continue moving along the CMO path, right? If you want to continue with startup roles, or if you want to kind of start moving up into more more established companies. Anyway, there's this fine line, but I think it takes that serious ambition for somebody who's like, okay, what next, right? And it's very possible. It is. It's just about finding the right fit.
Fantastic. I think we'll leave that there, Dave. That's a good note to end on, I think. Yeah, so product marketers, take note. That's how you get into the CMO position. Ambition. Great.
Yeah, ambition. For me, I just started to really network and understand startups, and that's how I figured out that angle. It wasn't something that is written on any blog posts or anything like that. It's actually through tried and true experience of trial and error. And hopefully it's helpful for any of the listeners.
I'm sure if listeners have any questions, they could jump on CMO Alliance community, post some questions for Dave, or I'm sure he wouldn't mind reaching out on LinkedIn.
Absolutely. Yeah. Happy to chat, happy to connect on LinkedIn. And I actually respond to people who, if it's not a sales message, not like, hey, I'm trying to connect, but now, hey, here's my product for $59.99. I'm like, decline. Oh,
you gotta appreciate the gumption though. Like.
I do. I appreciate the effort. I'm like, but just be better. Be better.
Maybe that's something we'll discuss next time.
Yeah, that's so funny.
What is the best way to reel people in on LinkedIn?
Oh, like, God, there's so many better ways. It's just, Anyway, that's a whole nother conversation.
That's a different conversation, but we'll leave that there for now. Thank you very much for being here, Dave. Really appreciate it. There's some really good stuff here that I think will be helpful to CMOs and product marketers and just other marketers as well. I think there's a lot of skills to be taken from the product marketing world for other types of marketing.
Amazing. I'm glad it's helpful. And again, excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
Yeah, well, thank you. And thank you for listening. And we will be back soon with more conversations with CMOs.